Appointment with Fear. This is your storyteller, the man in black, here again to bring you another fireside tale. I have told you many stories to chill the spine since first we met, but there is one particular subject I have rather neglected. Insanity. I could unfold many charming tales of the mentally unstable, but I've chosen one tonight that will appeal to the more subtle listener. So, while I tell you of Gerald and Adela Madelon and the provocative Pauline, we trust we shall keep our promise to bring you An Appointment with Fear. Come now to a gloomy, pretentious building somewhere in Gloucestershire. Victorian Gothic at its worst. Once the home of a wealthy manufacturer. Now an institution. An asylum for the insane. The medical officer is showing a visitor around.
No, I'm afraid these mental institutes are not very exhilarating.
No, Doctor, I think they're ghastly.
Oh, no, no. Come, my dear lady.
I do. I don't mind the real loonies, like that little man over there, or even the dangerous ones. It's the simple, quiet, sweet-looking people that seem so awfully sad.
Yes, I know.
But that white-haired lady over there, for instance.
That one?
Yes.
Well, over 30 years she's been here.
30 years?
Now, you've hit a very pathetic case.
Really?
She lost her husband in the Lusitanic. You'll remember that dreadful affair.
Mm.
One of those odd cases where a shock can be too much for the mental balance.
How appalling. Is she...
She's a Mrs. Madelon. At first they thought she might recover, I believe.
It's hopeless, then.
Oh, quite.
But she looks so sane.
Mm. She thinks she's still on the Lusitanic.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. We're all fellow passengers.
Oh, you don't mean it.
Oh, yes.
She thinks her husband's still alive?
She has never mentioned his name.
Really?
You see that gramophone?
Yeah.
She's always got it with her. It plays some tune she must have heard on the boat.
Oh, no.
They tell me that when she first came here, she was always asking for the ship's band to play it. So they got a record. When she weeps a lot, we put it on. And then she laughs.
Makes her happy.
Well, no. It's a queer sort of laugh.
But why, I wonder?
You must never ask why when you're dealing with the insane. That is why they're insane. Would you like to speak to her?
Yes.
Well, come along then. She's quite charming.
Who does she think you are?
Well, I vary. Sometimes I'm a passenger, and sometimes a ship's officer. Ah, Mrs. Madelon. Well, how are we today?
I'm a little cold. It gets colder, you know, near the banks of Newfoundland.
Does it, indeed?
Is this your first voyage?
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you staying in New York?
Yes.
Oh, so am I. I'm going to try the new plaza. They say it's wonderful. Then I'm going on to Baltimore. I like to think of where one's going to, don't you? Never mind the past or the present. Get them out of your mind, don't you think?
Yes, perhaps.
One shouldn't think, you know. You can make yourself not think.
Ah, the ship's band is going to get to work.
Thank God.
There we are.
They play that tune for me. Isn't it good of them? Don't you think it's rather attractive?
Yes, I do.
Rather consoling, don't you think? And yet, rather cynical, so to speak, or shall we say... sardonic.
I'm afraid I must intrude upon this poor lady's strange delusions. You heard that mental expert tell his visitor that no one dreams of asking why in his domain. Shall we ask why on this occasion? So be it then, we will. So come with me along the years. The Mid-Atlantic, a mighty vessel, 2,000 souls aboard. A still, calm night, and then disaster. Laughter and life and wealth and glittering glory, and then nothing. Nothing. I would recall those words of Dante Gabriel Rossetti, if we might pause a moment. The ship was gone. The crew was gone. And the deep shuddered, and the moon shone.
What are you doing out here?
Getting a breath of air.
But, my dear girl, it's freezing.
I don't mind.
Oh, don't you? Well, I do. I'm going to get a drink.
Gerald.
Yes?
We'll sit under the bridge. It's quite sheltered.
What do you mean?
Oh, there's steam heat on here.
Ah. Well, what's all this about?
Gerald, Pauline is on this ship.
What?
Well?
Who told you?
Does that matter?
Well, what if she is?
I see.
Oh, well, now the fun starts.
We're due in on Monday. I'll get a boat back on the Wednesday.
Adler, heavens above, you can't do that.
This time I've had enough.
We've had all this before.
Don't shout, please. I see you booked her in the second class so that we should meet, I suppose.
Oh, to hell.
Just one moment. I finished with you after your last bout. I've come with you this trip for the sake of your mother and father. That was all. And now at this moment, I wouldn't speak to you if it wasn't for this wretched little fool you've dragged out.
I love her.
Cut that out.
And she loves me. I'll admit it. I fooled you, all right.
My dear man, I expect to be fooled. You fooled me from the very day we met.
If you're going to drag out the past...
I'm not. Listen. That last bout of yours, what the doctors called nervous breakdown.
All right, DTs, go on.
Well, it shook you. You said you'd pull yourself together. I was sorry for you. You did pull yourself together. And I did truly believe we were going to make a fresh start. So this trip was arranged. And now you've carted out this woman to keep on tap because you can't help cheating. Because you're vile. Utterly and completely vile.
I see.
We're not going to make a song and dance about it or anything of that sort. I'll go to some hotel by myself and book the passage home. That's all, Gerald. Goodbye.
Right, her, then. I'm very glad to hear you've got enough cash.
Oh, madam, the purser has just gone into his office.
Oh, thank you.
Here, you, I want a double whiskey and soda.
Yes, sir.
Where is the purser's office?
Will you follow me, madam?
I'll have that drink in the smoking room.
Very well, sir. Concert, madam?
No, I may go in later.
It's pretty cold, madam.
Yes. Yet the sea's so calm, it looks like oil.
That means there's ice about. We're off the banks.
In here?
The door on the left, madam.
Oh, thank you. Good evening.
Oh, Mrs. Madeline. The chief steward says it's quite all right.
Oh.
This young man will conduct you.
I'm very much obliged.
This way, madam.
Thank you.
Hello, Madeline. How about a little poker?
No. I don't want any blasted cards.
Well, look here. All the girls want to dance tonight. It's as smooth as a skating rink.
Righto. Let's be festive.
Come on, Madeline. Where's your missus?
Oh, go to blazes.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I say. Oh, Lord Alcaster's getting up an auction for the Sailor's Home. You know, autographs and things.
Oh, blast the Sailor's Home.
Oh, what's the matter with him?
Don't say he's started again.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I blush to mention it. The next valuable souvenir I am about to auction is a garter worn by a famous actress of the motion picture. Change over, watch.
Aye, aye.
Evening, sir.
Evening. We're running into ice.
Yes, sir. I think we are.
It's pretty clear, sir. I know, but double the lookout.
Double the lookout.
Aye, aye, sir.
Double the lookout.
Let's walk up and down a bit.
Oh, gee, it's cold.
Look at the sea. It's like oil.
Well, now, talking of oil, if Pierpont Morgans are going to take that issue up, I'll be prepared to name a price on your holdings.
Without the current dividend?
Oh, no, with it.
Not on your life.
If you share the bonus?
Oh, well, now you're talking.
You're a smart fellow, Walter.
Let's get inside. It's too darn cold.
Sure.
A couple of hundred thousand's not worth double pneumonia.
Right ho, bright boy. Let's go. Come on.
Good evening, Pauline.
You?
Yes. They gave me a permit to visit your lowly quarters. Very nice, too. Less garish and more comfortable than our magnificence.
Adela, how did you find out?
Don't get excited, Pauline, or look at me like that.
What are you going to do?
Going back home at once, by the first ship I can get hold of.
No, no.
Yes, Pauline. And if you'll take my advice, you'll do the same.
So that's your game.
Go easy, Pauline.
Very well, then. I love Jerry. I can't help it. I've done my best, and he loves me. We just can't help it.
Yes, I know.
I must say it, I must. He does think the world of you. He says so, and all you've done for him. But this is something that has come into his life.
If only he'd think of something new.
I knew you'd think that. Very well, then, go back home. Go back, I'm glad, I want you to.
And I'll be glad, so we'll both be glad. So let's be perfectly calm about it.
I am calm.
Pauline, will you just listen for a moment?
Well?
There are certain men whose culminating ecstasy is only achieved in breaking a woman's heart. If you ask them, they couldn't tell you why. And what their appeal is to women, God only knows, but it's there. Jerry, my husband, is a useless waster. He has no charm, no wit, no guts. He's lost whatever looks he had, and he hasn't a friend in the world. Well, I loved him, all right, believe me. And now, I don't even hate him. I only know him as an evil thing that would be better dead.
Go on, Adela.
I know you, Pauline, and your sister, and your two nice brothers, and that decent boy who loves you very dearly. When I implore you to come back with me, I'm thinking of you, your life, everything. For God's sake, believe me.
I don't believe you. You want him still.
Oh, don't.
Will you please go away? I don't want to see you. I never want to see you again.
All right, Pauline.
I shall tell Jerry.
Do whatever you like. Goodbye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing splendidly so far. My next souvenir is a bit of a surprise.
Oh.
A brace of pheasants. The gift of Lord Henry Jiffer.
Oh.
He was taking them to Senator Osden at Washington.
Shame.
But now he's changed his mind.
$10.
$20.
$40.
$60.
$65.
$70.
$75.
$80.
$95.
I love this foxtrot.
I love anything with you.
So perfectly steady. Might be the Carlton.
I don't care where it is with you.
Now, be good.
Are you taking over?
Yes, sir.
I'll stay up a bit, I think.
Not too good, is it?
No, we ought to slacken down a bit.
You still staying out here, madam? It's terribly cold.
Oh, I'm well wrapped up, Sturgis.
So I see, madam. The band conductor wants to know if there's anything you'd like him to play.
Well, how nice of him. Do you think he'd play Yarmer Man once more?
Yarmer Man. I'll ask him.
Retiring early tonight, sir.
What's it got to do with you?
Anything you'd like, sir?
Yes. Where's the whiskey?
Here you are, sir. And the siphon, sir.
Good. Put one of those white tablets in a glass of water.
These, sir?
That's it. They've got to dissolve.
I see, sir.
Put in two.
Two, sir?
That's what I said.
Has madam gone to her stateroom, sir?
I don't care whether madam's got to her stateroom or up the smokestack.
I see, sir. Good night, sir.
And I don't want to be disturbed, see? And what's more, I'm not going to be disturbed.
Very well, sir.
Is that the tune you wanted, madam?
Yes, that's it. They played delightfully.
Hold your helm!
On your starboard!
Right on us!
What's all that?
Something up. It's the lookout.
Now, any further bid for this lovely colored photograph of Gavin DeLeese?
$60.
$70.
$75.
$80.
I raise you another 20.
I'll raise you
another 10.
He's got 4 aces.
And 20 more.
Midships, full speed astern. Take collision duty. Mr. Page, the passengers, all quartermasters to their stations. My God, man, if it's ripped the bulkheads.
Don't get excited, please. We're making the examination.
Get out on the deck!
The whole ship shook. Bumped into a ruddy iceberg.
What the hell was it?
Keep quiet, please. We're making the examination.
Are you all right, madam?
Yes. What's it all about?
Ice, I think. They're stopping her.
But the whole ship shook.
My word, it did.
Wonder why they've stopped.
Well, they would. They'd have to.
I don't think it's anything much, you know.
She'd have shown her list by now.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's pick up the counters and start again. Do you know, I had a flush.
Go on.
Yes, I had.
What about a jackpot?
And what about another drink?
No drink, sir.
Well, why not?
What darn nonsense.
Well, are we going to stick here all night, I wonder?
Perhaps something's gone wrong with the works.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Medlin.
Hello.
A little excitement, wasn't it?
Certainly was. Ah, oh, good. The band's begun again.
Oh, that's a good sign.
You hear what they're playing, Sturgis?
Yes, madam.
What are you looking at?
A deck.
What about it?
Look.
Yes. Or is it fancy?
No, it's not fancy.
No, it isn't. Is it?
Rocket!
That's done it.
A rocket!
For the love of God!
Everyone on the main! Yeah! All passengers on the main! Yeah!
Gerald! Wake up! Gerald!
Everyone on the main deck! Everyone on the main deck!
Gerald!
What the blazes?
Everyone's wanted on the deck.
Oh, let them blast it. We'll go there.
I've told you.
Get out of it, you hear? Get out, you.
Oh.
All the cabins cleared?
Yes, sir.
Quick as you can, lady. Got your eye belt?
Yes, thank you.
No one else there?
No. No one.
Get down to G deck.
All clear,
yeah? Where is
my
Oh, miss, there you are. Yes. Come along with me. They're shipping the women.
What about you?
Oh, we'll go later. Don't you worry about us. Here you are, sir. Another woman.
That old lady first, please.
Room for the pair of you. Now stand back, please. All in good time.
Hard at it, boys. One and two. Steady there.
Listen, the band's still playing.
You hear what they are playing?
Look, she's going down.
Oh, my God.
The ship was gone. The crew was gone, and the deep shuddered, and the moon shone. We will not linger on the dreadful scene. It is the next morning. Yet one more boatload of the few survivors are being gently conveyed to the deck of the rescue vessel.
Come here. Please, madam, I'm a doctor.
Oh.
That's a bad cut.
Oh, no, it's nothing. But please attend these others.
Oh, Adela.
Pauline.
Where is he?
I don't know.
What?
Why should I?
But I got to his cabin. I dragged him on deck. It was the last boat. They were shoving us in. He wouldn't go. He wouldn't go. He went back to look for you.
He went back to look for me.
Yes. Yes.
He went back to look for me. Now, I think I'd better be going.
Yes, I think you ought to hop along.
Goodbye, Mrs. Madeline.
I envy you your first sight of the skyline of New York. It's quite wonderful. It really is.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
I'll see you to the gate.
Oh, poor lady, it seems so sad.
Very. But at any rate, we know her history. Sometimes we do not.
Oh, yes, that must be very distressing. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. Oh, here's my car. It's been awfully good of you to show me round.
Believe me, it's been a pleasure.
And that is the end of the story. And the deep shuddered.